And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome to Down to Dunk. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht, part of the Athletic Podcast Network. Emergency pod!
Oh, no!
Oh, it's an emergency. We have a trade! And I've got Alex Spears here with me at night. We have been podcasting literally all day long today.
We have a six-hour Saturday Slam and Jam coming out tomorrow.
We had a long Slam and Jam session this afternoon. I did Fry Pod this morning. I've just been podding all day long. But we had to hop on here because the Thunder traded. Oh, Anthony Davis will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Sorry. They traded Hamidou Diallo to Detroit. Detroit is just collecting all of the Thunder athletes now. That's kind of how they're going about it. Maybe they're like Thunder Redux, where they just have athletes like the Thunder did originally.
Does that make you wonder how big of an influence Troy Weaver had on the first decade of Thunder basketball? Like, how big was his influence? Is that him that wanted all those guys?
I mean, Sam is definitely the one that drives everything, without a doubt in my mind about it. But I do think, I mean, Troy Weaver was instrumental with Russell Westbrook. He was instrumental with a lot of things. So I do think that he had a large voice within it. And I think the athlete thing is obviously something that Troy values as well, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know. I think it's a good question, but I don't doubt that Sam has the final say in like the way that things are shaped with this team. But I also know that Sam is largely influenced by the Spurs and the way that the Spurs do things, and particularly like the beautiful brand of basketball the Spurs like to play. So, and Hami doesn't particularly fit that. He doesn't particularly fit that mold. I think that that Hami was maybe more of a Russell Westbrook, Paul George team guy, is what I would assume. But anyways, he was traded to Detroit for a 2027 second round pick via the Rockets. And then Svi Mykhailiuk, who is a shooting guard that is a pretty decent shooter. He played at Kansas. Jayhawk coming to OKC, and there's a lot of stuff floating out there about why do they do this? Is it really just an upgrade because they're looking for more spacing for this team? that's not the case. you can talk yourself into that, but I would not err on that side. I do think that this is a pattern, and I've talked about the fact that I think Hami is a trade candidate for a little while because he's an expiring contract, and they either extend those guys or they trade them. They often do not let them get to free agency, and they did not let Hami get there, and I think that that's a part of this, and I also think go look at the rotations from last night. I know they won that game, but go look at the rotations. They are looking at these top five guys and salivating. Like, this is what they want. I mean, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we saw it today with that huge win. The Pokes beating Baylor.
Oh,
Kate Cunningham. When I turned it on, like middle of the game, he had 8 points. And then he just killed it down the stretch. He's awesome.
He's a monster. He would be great here. They would like to have him.
Yeah, I am not going to be spending a lot of brain power thinking about Svi, I'll be honest, yet. Like, if he's on this roster next season, okay, I'll start thinking about Svi, and we'll start talking about, oh, could he provide some spacing for the team? But I would be more surprised if he is on this team next year than I would be if he was not.
If you, I'll start talking about Svi when they extend him.
Yeah.
Because he's extension eligible. Same as Hami. You can extend him up until the end of the season. If you believe that Svi is a member of this team and they traded to get him, extend him.
Extend him now. Give him the Kendrick Perkins deal.
Don't even let him practice. Extend the man. Yeah, and I think the Thunder want to get a look at him, fine. I think it's similar to the look that they're giving Justin Jackson. And I may be proven wrong, but I would guess that this is just part of the way that they made this deal work. And I do think the Thunder want shooting. I think they want shooters, yes. Svi is, he's like a career 36% shooter. He's not a great shooter. He's not a knockdown shooter. And he doesn't really do a whole lot else. So I just don't, I don't know. I'm not a huge believer that this is anything but a deal to get them closer to another top five lottery pick. And what they are hoping is a lottery pick of their own that's in the top five, and then possibly like the fifth or sixth pick from the Rockets.
And credit to Hami, because at the beginning of the season, we were calling him the tank commander. And it turned out that he was too good. He was too good to tank. He really was. Like
he was legitimately good.
Legitimately impressive this season, to the point where guys like Sam Vecenie were talking about Hamidou Diallo. John Hollinger, I think, had a tweet earlier about how much he liked Hamidou Diallo. Like, he really did make a significant jump this year, and all credit to him.
Yeah.
It was all real, and like, we enjoyed it, and he played a really good role for this team. But again, like, if he was what we thought he was at the beginning of the season as his tank commander, one, they probably wouldn't have been able to trade him for anything, and he probably would just still be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
They built up his value to get something. I mean, they got, you know, a 2027 second rounder. Who cares? But it's not nothing.
It's not nothing. It's another asset in the war chest. And I know a lot of people just say, like, oh, whatever, this means nothing. We don't know what the future of the Houston Rockets is. We know they have a bad owner, right? Like, we know that for sure.
We know they're playing eight guys tonight.
We know they're playing eight guys tonight. One of them, KPJ. But I mean, you look at Hami's per 36. Have you seen this?
Have you heard about this?
18 points, almost eight boards, 3.6 assists. That's insane. 1.5 steals per 36.
And that's where the thing is, like, when people say, oh, well, it's about spacing. It's like, if you believe Hamidou Diallo is good, I don't necessarily care about the fit right now. Like, you would just keep that player on your team. You don't have any cap concerns going forward. You extend him. He is better than Svi.
Yeah. You just extend him.
Goodbye.
Oh, man. How's that big old bottle of wine going?
It's not so big anymore.
Oh, man, we're on a pod right now. What's up?
What's up, dudes?
Welcome to the pod, Dale. Two pods in a day for Dale here.
Oh, man, that's just that you know about. I'm on episode 50 of my dog pod. The podcast for dogs.
We've heard about this. I think that this deal is overall... It's about a lot of things. It's about the direction of the team, where they want to go, which is acquire more stars through the draft. Wonderful. Hami was actually a detriment to that in a lot of ways because he was pulling them closer to the middle because he has been actually pretty good for them. And I think it's also about Kenrich Williams because I think the Thunder have realized that they have found a guy that is a contributor at a pretty decent level and they like what he can do and they play the same position and they have him locked up through 2023 and he's $2 million per year. I mean, that's a very good deal. And he's, and maybe not that Kenrich is like going to be a long-term, like, oh, he's going to be on the Thunder for forever. He's the new Mr. Thunder. Because, I mean, newsflash, like the longest tenured Thunder player is Darius Bazley right now. Like these, there's nobody left. Like there's nobody. Hami was the last guy that played with Russell Westbrook. I mean, nobody on this current Thunder team has played with Russell Westbrook, which is pretty wild to think about. But I do think that Kenrich Williams, maybe not even a guy that they just love and want to have around. I do think that's a possibility. But I also think that he's a guy that you could really build his value over the course of the next few years. And we saw, and I don't know that he can be as good as a Robert Covington, but it's kind of similar to Robert Covington, where he was just kind of this dude that was floating around the league. And the Sixers turned him into something very valuable, obviously. I mean, he was dealt for 2 first-round picks. And I'm not saying that they're going to be able to do this per se with Kenrich, but I do think that he's a guy that people may look up in 2 years when the Thunder are better and think, oh, okay, this is a real contributor, and maybe they deal him like they did with him and Saric, and you get Jimmy Butler. And I'm not saying the Thunder should do that to expedite the process, but I'm just saying like it just gives you another option.
And yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think also if you want to look positively, be super optimistic, what if the Thunder get lucky in the lottery and get the number one pick and the number five pick, and all of a sudden their entire trajectory is ramped up by a few years?
Yeah.
Kenrich Williams is the kind of guy you want on that sort of a team.
Yeah.
So he makes sense there. So it, much more than Hami, who this is where like maybe the spacing question comes in a little bit and is a little valid, that in that scenario, in this perfect scenario where this team's trajectory is moved ahead by like half a decade in 1 year, yes, Kenrich Williams makes a little bit more sense there. But yeah, I agree with you. They could build up his value because we've talked about it all year. He is one of those guys that even right now could help most contenders in this league. He could play 15 minutes for most contenders in this league.
Yeah. I don't think Hami was going to make a whole lot of sense moving forward anyway. So even if they wanted to extend him, one, like Lu Dort is going to play like 30 minutes a night for a long time for the Thunder. That's going to happen. And then you do have Kenrich. And if they draft a wing, or if they play Poku as a primarily a wing, the minutes just aren't there for a guy like Hami, who really, the dude needs to spread his wings. We already know he can fly. Let the boy fly. And Detroit is going to let him do it. And I think it's a great thing for him. I think Troy Weaver is a guy that obviously he targeted him and brought him in. And I think that he could, not that he's going to be as good as Jeremy Grant has been, but I think he's going to go there and play very, very well. And I think it's going to be sickening to some Thunder fans. I really do think that we could have a situation where he does play 36 minutes a game and he's averaging like 16 points per game.
Is he though? Because they have a lot of wings that they are interested in playing. Like they have Jeremy Grant, who's, you know, he's forward, but he's out there. Yeah. You have Josh Jackson. You have Sadiq Bey. Like these are all guys they want to invest in. So
Josh Jackson less so. But Sadiq obviously is big time for them.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think he will get more minutes than he got in OKC, but he was getting like almost 24 minutes a night in OKC. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a great opportunity in OKC. He was getting big minutes. He was playing well. He was boosting his free agency value. And I remember before the season, one of my bold predictions that I scrapped because I was too embarrassed to say it was that I thought Hamidou Diallo was going to get a second contract guaranteed next summer. But I was like, oh, I don't know if I really believe that. I'm not going to say it on the pod. And now it seems like an inevitability.
Man. I know. Oh, yeah, he's getting a contract. There's no question. He's getting a contract. You want to talk Svi? You want to talk a little Svee before we hop off of this?
Hey, we're here on Talking Svee.
We're talking Svee with the boys. Hey, I got a question before we do that. What are y'all drinking?
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
I am drinking a clear American Mandarin Orange sparkling water.
Wow. That's from Sam's?
It's from Walmart. Yep.
I'm drinking the classic 2019 beer of the summer, as decided by me, the Fort George City of Dreams Pale Ale. It's got a 5.5% ABV, just goes down smooth, great tasting.
What wine are you drinking, old man?
I'll show you. I'm having a little 19 Crimes.
Yes.
Getting into some crimes.
Nice.
My wife bought a bottle of non-alcoholic wine. Mm-hmm. Just to see what it would taste like. Because I have been drinking some non-alcoholic beer during the week. Because it's nice when I'm grilling. It was disgusting. It was grape juice. We bought grape juice. We spent $20 on a bottle of grape juice. Did not taste like wine at all.
If you guys are looking for, they have 19 Crimes. That is a red blend Snoop Dogg version.
That's what I was going to ask. I thought Snoop Dogg was connected to them in some way.
He has a red blend. Wow. It is so much better than it has any right to be. It is very good. I promise. If you like wine, you should check it out.
Luke, you ever thought about being a sommelier?
Sommelier? I've thought about it.
Yeah.
But I think it takes like years.
It does. But I'd love to see you. I'd love to see you in a restaurant.
I don't have a very refined palate. I just like red wine.
Not yet. Not yet.
You got to practice.
Got to develop it.
Do you have a spit bucket?
No.
You got to get a spit bucket.
No.
Get yourself a spit bucket, because just like a spit bucket, Svee. Let's talk some Svee. So Svee Mykhailiuk is 23 years old. His nickname is the Ukraine Maker.
The Ukraine Maker?
That's what it says.
Is that a play on anything?
I don't know. He's born in 1997 in the Ukraine. He attended the University of Kansas. He was selected 47th overall by the Lakers in the 2018 draft and was traded to Detroit. And he has shot a career 36.9% from three, 33% this season on almost five attempts per game. It's not great. It's close to Lou Dort levels. He was 40% last year from three. He's a fine shooter. He's averaging 6.9 points per game this season.
Nice.
Shout out to L-Man on that one. His per 36 numbers, 14 points, three assists, four boards. So he's got, there's a little bit of juice there to Svee. But again, if I would be a little surprised, he is a negative wingspan guy. So I'd be a little surprised if he sticks around. And if he does stick around, I would expect them to try to extend him in the next few weeks, really.
He was one of those guys that, because he got drafted by the Lakers, he had like an increased profile his first couple seasons in the league. And I remember people were really excited about Svee. In the same way, like, what was that guy's name? Andrew Gudlock?
Gudlock.
Goudlock, yeah.
Yep.
He got a lot of play. It's great to be drafted by the Lakers for your career.
It is.
It helps your career.
Mm-hmm.
and he got some buzz off of that. He wasn't particularly good with the Lakers. Last season with Detroit, solid. Like, he was solid. Yeah. I was watching that Detroit fan. What's that guy's name? You know, the guy had his shirt off in the shower?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He actually does a podcast with James Edwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. They have their own podcast.
Oh, I'm so glad you told me that, because
help him get it off the ground, yeah.
They have some interesting back and forth on Twitter, and I couldn't tell if they were antagonistic to each other or friends.
They're friends.
And it was one or the other. Okay. Well, that makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah. So if you're interested in Detroit or like following the career of Hamidou Diallo, you can go listen to their podcast. I believe it's called The Bun and Cardigan Show.
Bun and Cardigan. But he did a little short video right after the trade, and he mentioned a little bit about how Svi was kind of disappointing this season for the Pistons. And it was definitely a down year for him because, like you said, outside of his shooting, what are you really getting excited about? And if he's not shooting 40% from three, what's he doing for you?
He's just Justin Jackson redux. Like, he's 6'7". He's like a very Justin Jackson, like, to me. I feel like it's just let's try another one of those guys and see if they work.
And the reality is, like, with all these draft picks, they're going to be bringing in a lot of young guys, but there will be spots at the end of the roster, and they will probably cycle through a lot of these guys, hoping that they eventually hit on one. And for instance, Kenrich Williams, remember going into the season when they cut Frank Jackson, everyone was like, oh, why didn't you cut this Kenrich guy? Who cares about him? Well, it turns out that he might be an NBA player. And so you kind of just cycle through until you find one that sticks. And I think we're going to find a few players that will either stick on this team long term or will become trade assets in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the lineups that will allow those guys to actually develop as best they can.
Sure. Okay, who's next, Al? Or let's let L-Man guess. L-Man, who's next?
What does that mean? Oh, to be traded?
Mm-hmm.
Who you got? I would bet that Al Horford is.
Spicy L-Man take.
L-Man.
I think he's next.
What? L-Man?
I hope you're right, L-Man.
I think that's right. I think
L-Man?
L-Man is going to go. Okay, so I don't think George Hill will happen next. I think George Hill, if it happens, will happen on the deadline day.
He feels like a deadline day guy, yeah.
Because he's not with the team right now. That's the sort of guy, you wait as long as you can, you get as much as you can for George Hill because you know he's going to have a market.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go for the next trade. I'm going to go with Moose. Mike Muscala. He did not play in that game last night. Mm-hmm. Is it a sign? He looked pretty healthy to me.
Moving around fine.
I could see that being the next trade.
Yeah. I could see that as well.
Yeah.
I am going to say George Hill. I'm going to say it's George Hill on the deadline day, that they won't do another deal until then. I also think Moose could be moved that day as well. I'm also just saying it so that we can just spread it around and so our podcast will be right.
You want to make it interesting?
You want to bet some top shots?
You hate making it interesting. I just asked
if you wanted to bet a top shot.
No, me and Taylor always win bets, and you never pay up.
Luke, I'll bet you right now. Me and Luke just opened our top shot packs. I got a Anthony Edwards dunk. He got a James Wiseman dunk. They're both rookie. They're going to get rookie badges. I will give you my Anthony Edwards dunk in a bet.
No. Okay, fine.
Yes.
Okay, so if Al Horford's traded next, Luke wins. If anyone else is traded, I win.
No, that's
a great deal.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant if Moose is traded next, you win. If Al's traded next, I win. And then we make.
And if someone else is traded, no deal.
Yeah.
Then Andrew sends us money.
Then Andrew has to give us both $150.
Sounds like a deal. Shake on it.
All right. Thanks for listening to our pod. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Make sure that you follow these dudes on Twitter at AlBabyCakes, at Sue Clevens. Follow me at Andrew K. Schlecht. Be good to each other. Enjoy the Knicks game tomorrow. And
go
we'll
Pokes.
Talk to you soon. Go Pokes. Go get them.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.